I get it. I don't know what season of life that you're in, but I can guarantee you that you are not hanging out on the couch with zero responsibilities. As women, we are so many things to so many people. I see you. I see you doing the dishes, changing that diaper, trying to pay for your child's college. I see the exhausted grandma and the overwhelmed student. This podcast is for you. So whether you're driving in the car, getting ready for the day, or about to snuggle in the sheets, I pray that this podcast reminds you that you are so loved by the one who beautifully designed you. I am Ashley Shepherd, and this is the Beautifully Designed Podcast. Hey ladies, it's Ashley Shepherd here, and I am so excited about this episode, and honestly, it is a continuation of just the last few weeks. And so if you happen to miss the last few episodes, you can go listen to those anytime. But regardless, I have talked a lot about the season that I am in this year, 2018, which is a pruning season. And there's a lot of times that we go through things in life and it's, you just go through it between you and the Lord. You know, you're not putting it out on social media. You're not really talking about it with a lot of people. You're just going through it. And honestly, that's really what my year has been. But there comes a time where it's time to rise up and start speaking about it, because everything that we go through in life, our God, Jesus, He has a purpose for it. We don't go through a struggle season or a circumstance or a storm in our life so we can go through hurt. No, that is not who our God is. We may experience things on this earth, the struggles and the pain and all those things, the pruning, the confrontations and things like that. We may experience those things because we are on this earth. We are born into sin, meaning we're dealing with other people's sin and we're dealing with our own sin. But when Jesus died on the cross, He died for all those. And when we accept Him as our personal Savior, because He rose again in 3 days, He's alive today. And so when we do that and we say, I believe in Jesus, and we grow our relationship with Jesus Christ, what happens is we start to realize, and this is scripture, this is in the Bible in Romans, that everything that we go through, that God is going to turn it to good for those who love Him. And it's going to be His good, not our good. And I want to start out by saying, you know, we are about to celebrate Christmas, and this is, you know, one of my favorite times of year. And I know I've put a lot on social media about loving just this time of year, and knowing that we're celebrating from the cradle to the cross. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior during Christmas time, and how He came in a cradle, but how He died on the cross for our sins that we may have life. And we're celebrating all of those things, and it's really exciting to just reflect on why we celebrate Christmas in this season. And as we do that, we have an opportunity to really reflect in our own lives and how much Jesus loves us. And coming out of this pruning season, it's just time for me to use my voice, because I want the Lord to use every bit of my life, the good, the bad, the ugly, and even the uglier, right? Is that even a word? Uglier, more ugly? I don't know. Regardless, it's ugly this year. And so I want the Lord to use this part of my life, but I want Him to use it for His glory. I want Him to use it the way He wants it to be done. Because if you think about it, if we had our own way and we got to pick and choose how Jesus would come into the world, I don't think that we would pick, you know, a Mary and Joseph to have a baby in the middle of a bunch of stinky animal and animal poop, in the middle of hay with the dirt and all the germs. Like, we would not choose it to be that way. We would choose it to be, you know, that they would have this baby in the best home, and everybody would be celebrating the baby, and they would be so excited that the hope has entered the world. And that is not the story that God wrote. That's not the story He wrote. The story He wrote was He brought His son through a virgin, and they were born, Mary, and they were born in this the most humble of places. And the way He wrote the story was so that everyone would believe in God, so that everyone would be redeemed back to Him when Jesus died on that cross. And Jesus did some incredible things in His ministry, and a lot of things that He did, we wouldn't do it that way, right? But God has a plan, and He has a purpose of why and how He does things. And so we can reflect that in our own lives. when we reflect that in our own lives, sometimes we like to take control and we like to fix things and, you know, have conversations we're not supposed to have because we want to make it better, or we try to take control of every aspect of our lives, where we have to stop for a second. And we have to know that God has a plan, and He may do things a lot differently than we would ever do things or that we could ever imagine, but we have to trust in the one who beautifully designed us, because He created us so perfectly with the gifts and the talents, and He knew we were going to have trouble and heartache on this earth. But when we accept Him as our personal Savior, what happens is we can shift and say that everything we go through has a purpose, because we are planted in Him, because we know who we are in Christ, and we know that He is going to use every part of our lives for His glory. And I know that He's going to use this year of my pruning season. And, you know, I had you last week kind of define what season you're in. Are you in a pruning season? Are you in a abiding season where things are great and you're just abiding in Christ? Or are you in a fruitful season? Things are going great. You get to define that in your life. But regardless, what I want to share with you today is just something that I came across, actually, one of my beautiful friends, Margie Nix. She's actually one of my spiritual mentors. She's incredible. Her and her husband lead a church in Sevierville, Tennessee called The Lift Church. And Keith, Pastor Keith Nix, is the pastor of the church, and he is incredible, and he has a blog, and so you can go to my social media, and I've shared it. You can read it. You can always shoot me a message to make sure that, you know, you, if you want to read this amazing article. But I was really struggling the other day with a little bit of my pruning season. You know, when the Lord prunes things out, He's teaching us how to set boundaries, right? And I have had to learn how to set boundaries and what is healthy. What's a healthy relationship? What's healthy to be around? Because I have such a purpose on my life, just like you have such a strong purpose on your life. And we need to be a good steward of what the Lord's doing in our lives. But when we allow ourselves to be around negativity or cattiness, or we allow ourselves to be around people who aren't speaking the right things in our lives, what happens is we become so consumed with those things, or wanting people to like us or whatever it may be, that validation, that we forget about pursuing that strong purpose that He has on our lives. And so I was really struggling one morning, and I got on social media and I saw this article. This is why I love social media. Now, it can be very hard and annoying sometimes when you don't set healthy boundaries with social media, but on this particular day, the Lord used it in my life to bless me. And He wrote an article, and the name of it is called Who Planted That? And this is what he shared. So he had one of his pastor friends actually share this with him, and it changed his life. And honestly, it really has shifted my perspective. And I'm just so excited to share it with you on this podcast. So basically, this is what happened. He was in the back office of a church, and his mentor, Brother Hall, he was in Asheville, North Carolina, and they were talking just about random stuff. And then all of a sudden, the Pastor Hall looks at Pastor Nix and he says, "Son, we not only reap what we sow, but we also reap what others sow around us." And in that moment, it really transformed Keith. And honestly, in that moment of me reading it, it transformed me. Because what I started to realize is that it's not just what I sow. I have tried really hard this year to sow good things and do the right thing and stay positive and use the, you know, say the right, you know, the right kind words, right? Because words are powerful. I mean, when God spoke this universe into existence, He spoke it with words. Okay? That is how powerful words can be. But what I feel like this year, what I've reaped is the exact opposite. I've reaped confrontation. I've reaped lots of negativity with people around me. I've reaped, gossip always comes back to you, right? So people come back to me, "Hey, this person said this, and did you know this?" And it has just been like one struggle after another this year of like, wow, like I'm trying so hard. Like I don't understand. I'm just trying to help people, right? But what I have realized by reading that is God was speaking to my heart when I read that. And I have surrounded myself with maybe some people who are negative, who don't really support me, and honestly, probably don't care much about me. But I've surrounded myself with them thinking, well, I got to make sure they're good and they're okay. And, you know, you know, whether it's buying them a gift or just checking on them or praying for them, which I still pray for them. I pray for everybody because we all need Jesus. I need Jesus all the time. But, you know, what I started to realize that for years, because of my people-pleasing personality, is I've surrounded myself with people that maybe are not healthy for me in this season of my life, because there are relationships that are only in your life for a season and for a reason, and then there's relationships that it's time to move on, and then you'll have relationships that's in your life forever, like my best friend Donna, who we were college roommates. We've been best friends for 17 years. She ain't going nowhere. She don't have a choice. So love you, Donna. She's on our ministry team, so many of you know her, but regardless, I want to read this scripture, and it's actually in Galatians. It's Galatians 6, and I'm going to start and go 6 through 10. So it says, "One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due time and in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." And so, regardless of what I've been trying to sow this year, I have reaped this pruning, this cutting off, this negativity. And I couldn't figure out. I'm like, why? I don't understand. Like, I know that I need to learn something from this. Like, I want to grow and be better from every situation, the good, bad, and ugly in my life. And I've learned, honestly, to set boundaries. I've learned how to continue to sow good seed, to continue to be kind, to just be who I am, regardless of how people are, and to honestly take a stand for my purpose in life. And to take a stand of, I know who I am and I have a value system in my life. And the second that I'm around people that may not honor that, or, you know, I can love people from a distance, but I don't have to be in the mix of it, right? I can separate myself from that. But I honestly have never done it. And it was time that it needed to be done. And so God let it happen. And it has been hard, but it's also been so, it's almost like I'm walking more into freedom now, because I don't really care what people think anymore. I don't have to have validation. If there's 6, 7, 12, 30, 50, 100, 200 or more people that have a negative or bad opinion about me, it doesn't matter, because that doesn't define me. That's not who I am. I know if I take a stand and I pursue what Christ has for me and I'm obedient to Christ, that's the only thing I ever need to focus on. And that needs to be my number one focus. And so when I read this, and I'm going to read it again, we not only reap what we sow, but we also reap what others sow around us. You have to ask yourself, who are the people that you've been around? And what I love about this scripture is that it says, do not grow weary of doing good. And honestly, weary has been the word of 2018. I've been very weary. So if that resonates with you and you could relate to that, and maybe you felt weary because of a job situation or a marriage or parenting or a friendship, or, you know, your finances, regardless, you may be feeling weary, maybe in a different way than me, right? So that word weary just really resonated with me. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And right then God was saying, Ashley, you've reaped some things that have been sown around you for the last couple years. You've been reaping some things that doesn't need to be in my life. But I have not taken the action step to set those healthy boundaries in my life, boundaries on social media, boundaries of who I, you know, really open up my heart and my mouth to. And it's so freeing when you kind of get permission to say, it's okay. It is okay to set those boundaries. You can love everyone, you can pray for everyone, and you can love people from a distance, but you do not have to put yourself around things that are being sown negatively, or things that are being sown that's not part of your value system or who you are. You can love them, but you don't have to be in the mix of it. And so he really gave the scripture, and the story he gave was the story of Joshua and Caleb when they entered the promised land. and with the other 10 other spies. And when Joshua and Caleb came out, they told everybody, we can take these people. We can march in here. We can take the promised land that God has promised us. And it's ours. We can do it. We can face these giants. But the other spies lied. And they said, no, we can't. We can't do this. We can't do this. So the Israelites followed the 10 spies that were saying they couldn't do it. And they made the decision to not march into the promise that God had for them, which was the promised land. And so Joshua and Caleb and all of the people had to wait 40 years to get in the promised land. But guess what? A lot of people had died off, but Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that entered in that generation into that promised land 40 years later. Now, it took them 40 years to enter, and I am so grateful. I know that the Lord doesn't want me to wait 40 years to enter into my promised land. Maybe he does. I don't know. But I know that the Lord has a purpose and a promise on my life, and I know that there's been years of me reaping things that I've allowed to be sown around me, because I can only control myself. I can't control other people, but I can control myself. And so it's that moment of I have got to be obedient to Christ and be aware of what is being sown around me. Be aware of who is around me, what's being sown around me, and is that part of my value system? Is that who I am? Do I need to be surrounding myself with around these things? And you get to choose. You have the freedom to choose. And what an amazing concept. You know, you may be listening to this podcast and be like, yeah, I set boundaries and I know who I am and I know where I'm going. And that is incredible, because that's where I'm at now. I had to experience lots of pain and hurt and negativity and gossip and all of those things for me to realize that, wow, I need to separate myself, and because I do know who I am, but now it's taking a stand of who I am in a loving way. And like I said, and always pray in love, but I want to reap God's promise. I want to reap his blessings. I want to reap his fruit. And I want to surround myself, my inner tribe, my very, very, very small inner tribe. I want to make sure that those are people who are not getting in the boat with me and making holes to make sure that I drowned. But they're getting in the boat with me and they're grabbing a paddle and they're saying, let's go. Let's grow our relationship with Christ together. Let's go. Let's go to the promise that he has for us. And so it's just a freedom. It's a new concept for me, because I am such a people pleaser. I want everyone to look at, when they look and think of Ashley Shepherd, I want them to think, wow, like she really loves Jesus. But the reality is that not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to like you. And you get to choose what you're around. You get to choose who you allowed to speak into your life, because you will reap what's sown around you and you will reap what you sow. And so it's time to do good and to be kind, to fix our eyes on Jesus, and to know as we go into this holiday season, I know it's going to be busy, but we still get to choose how we react to things. We get to choose how we are, our attitudes, our hearts. And sometimes we have to look in the mirror and know that we've sown the wrong thing. And there's people around us that are reaping what we've sown, and it's not right. And I've done that before too this year. I've sown some things that didn't need to be there, that I've had to repent for and to ask forgiveness for. And I'm so thankful he died on the cross, because I know that he died for the sins that I have made this year, and he died for the sins that I'm going to make next year, because none of us are perfect. But we get to choose to grow and learn from each other and learn from scripture. So I hope that resonated with you. I hope that what you realize is that you have an opportunity to not just finish out 2018, but to go into 2019, a brand new year, set new goals, plant new seeds, sow some good, and trust God, because he's going to do it his way, and his way is always better. His provision for your life is way better than your provision that you could ever imagine. And he will do things so that so he gets the glory. He'll do things so that people know that it's him working in our lives. And so we may have to go through different circumstances and storms and all those things and pruning seasons, but that's okay. Because ultimately, I know that I'm a stronger person. I am taking a stand and I know who I am. And it's exciting to know that I have set healthy boundaries, and going into 2019, I'm going to be able to sow good seed, but also to reap good seed that's around me, because it does matter who you surround yourself with. So I hope everybody has an amazing day, and y'all be blessed.
Thank you for tuning in with me today. I hope the space brings grace, rest, and truth to you every time we meet here. To learn more about the Beautifully Designed community, our online Bible studies, and the Beautifully Designed book, you can go to beautifullydesigned.com. Y'all be blessed.